Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, I loved how you referenced the New Canaan as a life defined by grace, refined by challenge, and aligned with the heavenly call. In God's plan, in God's land, we win more often than we lose, forgive as quickly as we're offended, and give as abundantly as we've received. Talk about what it means to be defined by grace, because we are going to trip. We are going to feel afraid at moments, get hungry, and our self is going to show our self-life, but we're defined by grace. Say more.
And there were times that Joshua made mistakes as a leader. There were times that the children of Israel made mistakes as they pressed into the promised land. But they never allowed their failures to hold them back. They kept pressing forward. And I believe, every day it seems I'm thinking about how much I depend upon the grace of God. This is the unique call of the Christian faith, and that is we're saved not by works, but by God's grace and His goodness. Mm. And grace means that God saves us. It also means that God indwells us. He's for us. He's on our side. And so if I allow my life to be defined by grace, that means that every time I stumble, I immediately confess that, I repent of it, but I pick myself up and I do what the Apostle Paul said. He said, I press on to the goal that lies before me. He quit looking back over his shoulder. We don't gain a whole lot. There's a reason that the windshield is so much bigger than the rearview mirror, because what's ahead is so much more important than what lies behind. And so the life that is defined by grace is a life that stands not on performance, but on the goodness and the love and the acceptance of God.
Oh, such a good word. Defined by grace, refined by challenge, because this is one I want you to unpack a bit, because so often we get an invitation from God, we walk it out, and challenge happens. And if our soil's not so deep or whatever, you can find people turn back. They want Egypt again, or they get offended by God saying, this isn't what I signed up for. And he's like, yeah, it is. This is part of the process. So say more about the being refined by our challenge.
And remember, one of our questions is, why is it that some Christians never really seem to enjoy a victorious Christian life? Mm. Maybe somebody left the impression with him that promised land means Disneyland, and it's just a fantasy world and no problems. Nothing could be further from the case, and you sure don't get that from the Bible. Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. But then he said, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome the world.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.